From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, March 27th at 8:56, and we have Danny Pulf on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. An early trade, it's mixed to just a little lower here, nothing too wild. May corn down 2.25 at 4.64¾. December corn down 1¢ 3/4 at 4.92¾. May soybeans down 1¢ 3/4 at 11.72. November soybeans up 2 cents at 11.54¾. May Chicago wheat up 1¢ at 6.06. And July new crop wheat up 1¢ 1/4 at 6.17. Checking on outside markets, Dow Jones down 432 points at 45,523. And May WTI oil up $2.75 at 97.23. Futures are pretty steady here to close out the week as we look ahead to the report on Tuesday next week. Oil, like I mentioned, is approaching $100 again, and it's becoming pretty clear as oil goes, so does the ag commodities too, really following that politically charged oil energy complex. Trump mentioned he's going to pause Iranian energy plant destruction by 10 days. The ag sector will be just watching closely for those headlines. Any hint of ceasefire and the Strait of Hormuz opening for business, that'll probably be bearish. And any escalation will maintain these levels or perhaps go up a little bit higher here. USDA did announce a flash sale of soybeans this morning to unknown. 3.86 million bushels of old crops. So that's always a welcome sign. And I should mention, so we have this big report day on Tuesday next week. It's the quarterly stocks on hand and planting intentions report. This recent rally we've had for the last month has had little to do with supply and demand here on these U.S. balance sheets. In fact, we have a burdensome soybean balance sheet. When you look at this massive crop in Brazil, it's all just been following this energy complex higher, like I mentioned. So I think on Tuesday, for a moment, the market will have to look at fundamentals. And that's a little bit concerning because we have quarterly stocks on hand is expected to be just over 9 billion bushels as of March 1st on corn, compared to a year ago, that was only 8.1 billion bushels. So for a moment, we're going to have to grapple with, hey, corn stocks are heavy. We're seeing weak basis, especially in the Western Corn Belt, really signaling, there's a fair amount of corn out here in the countryside. So I think for a moment on Tuesday, we might be focused on supply and demand for a change, despite this futures rally. And really that's emboldened the farmer to advance sales and keep bushels moving. And that's playing its hand on basis weakness as well. We did catch some pretty good rain here in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, parts of the driest part. So that's been a really welcome, some welcome rains here in the Eastern Corn Belt. And the 7-day forecast looks pretty active for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. And it may delay some of these early ideas of planting, not a planting delay, just that early go may not come to fruition for the Eastern Corn Belt, but pretty worried about how dry it is in the Western Corn Belt, particularly in Nebraska, we're hearing. But still colorful drought map overall when you take a step back. Kimberly, I had to do my thing and talk about the opening market report, but I'd really, really rather talk about the men's Fighting Illini team. What a game last night. I was up till midnight, and then it was storming, so you couldn't even sleep. You're so excited. So it's been a fun season, and hopefully we can keep marching on. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much, Danny. And yes, the Fighting Illini men's basketball team plays again tomorrow on Saturday at 5 p.m. in Houston. That is after defeating the University of Houston 65-55 last night, and they are now in the Elite Eight. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with a high of 49 degrees, north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 27 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 52 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. You can stay up to date on your forecast 24/7 at IPMNewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.